Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to let other people know where you can hear us. Just spread the word and everything else. You know, I was listening to Gloria Purvis's podcast, and she's over on America Media. And so I actually tweeted out that I'm listening to Gloria Purvis's podcast. Well, you can do that with ours too. We're over on Podbean, by the way. That's our home platform. You can hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also hear us on various other podcast platforms. Just ask your smart speaker, play the Catholic Audio Media podcast. Well, it is Monday. It's Monday for us of the seventh week of Easter. Yesterday in Boston, we celebrated the seventh Sunday of Easter. We did not celebrate Ascension. That came up on Thursday. So my readings are for the seventh Sunday of Easter. And I'm going to be talking to you about the teachings of Jesus in the Gospel of John in light of the events of the very serious and deadly events of the past week. As you know, I like to bring current events into my homily, but I think this past week, we really needed to look at that even deeper. Because remember, we're focused on Texas, but there was also Buffalo and Orange County as well. So these are very serious issues that we as Catholics have to look at, and where do they come from, and what do we have to say about it? So let's go over to the 10 o'clock Mass from yesterday.
If we look in the Bible, we can understand that prophets are kind of interesting people, obviously, but they are people who receive this information from God, this enlightenment from God, and then they're called to go out and preach that. And usually their words are something along the effect of, if you do not change your ways, then disaster will come upon you. And the question always is, will disaster come upon them as a default of them not changing their ways, or is that God's way of instructing them to change their ways? It's always a question that comes out. But it begins with them understanding something more than the people who they are preaching to. Well, when we look at today's gospel, we see something powerful, because what are we seeing in this message? Jesus is basically saying, I am more than I appear to you, and you are more than you appear to you. In other words, Jesus is saying that time will come, well, I will be in my glory, and you will see me in my glory. And the message is clear, you are more than you appear to be. And we look at that, we're called to go out and spread that message to everyone else, that they may all understand what Jesus is teaching, that he is in the Father and the Father is in him, and he's calling us to be in union with them. But what happens when we don't do that? What kind of messages are sent? Well, let's look at the past week here in our country. Very difficult week, and we saw that. And in fact, if we look at the past week, we can see issues that happened in Buffalo, in Texas, and in Orange County. One of the things that's interesting, though, what Jesus says is he makes it clear that let me say first that anger is something that people suffer from. It's just part of who we are. And St. Paul says, if you are angry, let it be without sin. But anger, Jesus warned, if we don't do that, becomes a way to murder. He says that very clearly. If you hate your brother, then that's a form of killing. And we saw that this week. We saw how this anger, how hatred, how all these things can just develop in people and cause great destruction. And one of the things we can look at that and say, we have to make sure that we spread the opposite message, the powerful message, because we have a message so powerful that it comes down to that simple words. Jesus is more than he appears to be, and we are more than we appear to be. And when we see Jesus in his glory, then we will be what we do not fully understand right now. And we've got to communicate it to people over and over and over again. And so we saw this powerful this powerful and painful week that we experienced. And in light of that, it's important for us to go out and preach that word because, as I, you know, it's something I used to teach to the diocese. I would say to them, you know, you have to teach something, this, that, and the other thing, because if you don't, someone else will. And one of the interesting things that has come out is, well, we'll look at what happened in Buffalo. One of the things that came out is this replacement theory or something like that. Thank God we don't have to deal with that around here, but actually we do. Back about 10 years ago, there was a talk show host in the Boston area in the FM dial who said exactly those theories on the radio in a very vile and negative way. Later, he was fired, not for saying those words, but for an indiscretion he had with an intern. And then he ended up on one of those online news services. When I heard it, I shut off the radio. I wanted nothing to do with that radio station ever again. It was just a horrible thing that was said locally. He was a local talk show host. So we can see, yes, that stuff is here. And we've got to realize that that stuff runs on the opposite end of what we teach. All of us are more than we appear to be because Jesus is leading us to where he calls us to be, and he is more than he appears to be because he is in the Father and the Father is in him. So that's a powerful truth we got to understand. And how do we do that? As I always go back to bringing everything into our prayer, bringing everything, having that dialogue with God. That's such a central part, to be speaking to God all the time. As St. Alphonsus Liguori said, we talk to God as we would our best friend. Bring everything to him on a regular basis, daily, what we do. Because then that transforms us and leads us to better understand those words, that Jesus is more than he appears to be. He is in the Father, and the Father is in him, and we are more than we appear to be. A long time ago, I had this bizarre experience where someone I know gave as a gift to someone else something that's one of those, it's actually a model in a sense, it was like a symbol of one of those products you can buy that allows you to contact spirits in the next world. I won't say the brand name. And I looked at it, the minute I saw it, I went, no, no. And they're like, no, no, it's okay, it's okay. No, it's not. Get it away from them. And they didn't. And I went home. But I was living with an exorcist at the time. And he says, am I taking this too seriously? He says, no, you are not. He says, get it away from them any way you can. So I went back and I had explained. I said, you know that stuff you see in movies? Yeah, well, we really actually do that stuff. But one of the things that the exorcist said to me, he says, people will say it's a portal. He says, it's not. It's direct contact. There's no portal there. It's direct contact. But think of that for a minute. If that is direct contact, this little device or whatever you want to call it, but we're talking to God, what is that? That's direct contact. We are in direct, prayerful contact with God himself through Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit every single day. As a matter of fact, that's what we're doing here. Direct contact with God himself. That's the powerful message that Jesus came to give us, that we have a calling to share to others. We see what happens when we don't do that, but we have that powerful message. We have that call to bring it to others, to let them know Jesus is more than he appears to be to the apostles. He is in the Father, the Father's in him, and we are more than we appear to be because he's calling us to be everything you and I have been called to be.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to let people know that you're listening to this program and pass the word about even the homily you just heard and let people know. You can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and various podcast platforms. Just ask your local smart speaker or type in your search engine for Catholic Audio Media. There's more details on that at the end of the program. So anyway, you heard my homily, and this was actually for the seventh week of Easter, for those of you who are not in the Northeast area. And so it's the seventh week of Easter because we celebrated Ascension Thursday this past Thursday. Many of you celebrate Ascension today, but in the Northeast, we do it on Thursday, Ascension Thursday. And so it was that message of recognizing that Jesus is calling us to a deeper understanding of who we are. And it's more than anything you could learn anywhere else. You can't learn this in a university. You can't learn this on the streets even. You can't learn this anywhere, but only through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, who's first coming to the apostles we celebrate next week, because we are now in the very last week of Easter for 2022. Next week we are into ordinary time, except for the three Sundays that are special celebrations. So we will talk tomorrow. We're going to have a great interview tomorrow with Douglas Beaumont, who is an author talking about movies, and we'll hear more of that tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.